CJLO 1690 AM, there's some Ash Breather and Serpentine Cerebus for you. It's a track called Pyroclast. I know I said I was going to play the title track. I apologize. It was just 8 minutes long, and you know, I will do that at some other point in time, but this didn't feel like the right time. You know, I don't want to throw all this stuff at you at one time. You know, just a bunch of stuff. I want to try and keep it manageable for you. I'm doing this for you. Really. That's what this is all about. So I don't want to hear anything about how I never did anything for you, because I just did that for you. Their show premiering that EP, that split, that collaboration, whatever we're calling it, which it doesn't really feel like a split. It feels more like a collaboration. So I may have misled you by saying split earlier. I apologize for that. We all make mistakes, some of us more than others. But I'm a big enough person to admit when I make a mistake. And this was one of those times. Maybe. Actually, I don't know. It could just be a split. They could be calling it a split. I have no idea. Colin, if you happen to be listening, send me a message that tells me if this is a split or a collaboration release so that I can be more clear. The point is, it is out. They did a show last night to launch it. And it was apparently very good, from what I hear. The Viridian Cult was the promoter who hosted it, who brought it on, which is, of course, the one of the members of Ratpiss / Mistwalker, who is doing that. And, I mean, doing good things here. We have very few venues, but I'm glad that we have some promoters who are willing to step up and get the venues that are here locked down so things like this can happen. I would do it, but I'm very bad at setting up shows. Just horrendous at it. It's very stressful for me, and I don't know if bands enjoy it when I set up shows. I try and like make it easy for them, but I'm sure like having very little knowledge of it makes it frustrating for them. So I apologize, bands, if you have been on a showcase or show that we have put on that I have tried in vain to make run smoothly. I mean, it's run smoothly. It's just, I'm sure they would like it to be better. Yeah. So I apologize. Before that, some commercials. Before that, some Mutank with Metalheads for Hire off of their latest record, which came out a bit ago? I feel like a bit ago. Or maybe this past week, actually, now that I think about it. Because it's supposed to come out in late November, and we are in early December, so it's out now. Think Before You Think is the name of the record, and good advice, actually. And starting everything off was a Blue Sky Band, Foul Body Autopsy, The Ordeal by Water, off of an EP that they put out. And I'm going to wait to world premiere this song to the beginning of the next hour. That gives everyone time. If they messed up the time or they're in another time zone and still messed up the time, they can still hear this song from Stregonaria, which I'm going to be playing at the beginning of the next hour. So be sure that you are tuned in for that. And you know what I want to do right now? I know what I'm going to do later. I know what I'm going to do later, but you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to play you another thing that played on Friday. This has been a very crazy kind of week for me going to shows. I've gone to more shows this past week than I have in a large chunk of the year, for sure, which is good. I'm happy about that. But also, like, it makes me sad that I haven't gone to more shows. You know what I mean? Going to some shows makes you miss the fact that you didn't go to other shows. Yeah. Yeah, it's like that. It's like that. But a show that I didn't go to, but I helped to set up for someone else to go to. Ian Blurton was in town playing at Turbo House on Friday with his band Ian Blurton's Future Now. Apparently it was a very good show, very packed show, a very hot show. So that's good. I'm happy that that has happened. Good for Ian Blurton, good for Turbo House, good for everybody. I mean, except unless you want it to be cool in the venue, in which case bad for you, but good for everybody else. I'm going to play you something off of the new future, Ian Blurton's Future Now record. That's the band, Ian Burton's Future Now. Just in case you were confused, if Ian Burton's Future Now is the name of the band, that's the name of the band. I'm gonna play the name of the record, Talking Hard. Crimes of the City is the name of it. I'm gonna play House of Lords off of there. And if you went to the show, why don't you send me an email at greatexplosives@gmail.com, or send me something on Blue Sky, tell me how it was, and I'll read it off, because I can. That's the technology that I possess now, that I can do that. So keep it locked. Ian Blurton's Future Now, House of Lords, CJLO 1690 AM, world premiere after the top of the hour.
See you now.